Welcome back to Dialed In on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, and welcome to Fastenal driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr., fresh out of the car from the Vegas Open Test. Okay, what are your observations as you grab a wrench, having just jumped out of the car at Vegas? How did it go? How are you feeling? And I bet it's great to be back on the racetrack.
It's for sure. It always feels good to get back in the stock car. It's been since November since I've been, in our Fastenal Ford. So it's always good to get back in it and, get acclimated. You know, like we've been talking, you know, the mile and a half have been our struggle over last year. And we're looking to, get better. And, Vegas was a struggle for us last year as well. So just running through a lot of options and, test plan items that we had to get through the test and then, dial it in more, once we get back to the shop and look at everything and decide what we want to come back to Las Vegas with.
Well, let me ask you, there's so much attention on Vegas and the race and being able to tell how everyone will do during the season after Vegas, after Daytona is over. How much can you tell running around people during the test? How much will you know after the test is over tomorrow?
Well, I think, we already see, after, Wednesday's testing that you need to, we see how much speed that we need to pick up and, things that we need to work on. So, we'll work on them tonight and, figure out a game plan for tomorrow and see if we can't close that gap a little bit before you end the day on Thursday. And then I think you'll have a pretty good idea of what you need to do before you come back, to race here. Now we race here twice, which is, always important to make sure you get it right.
Is there much you can tell running around folks at the test and, the Camaro ZL1? Or are you so busy doing what you're doing that you don't have time to really worry about everybody else and what they got?
Well, you look at the speed, the other cars have, but you don't really race around them too much. You're always trying to get your car dialed in. Obviously we race around cars, but, we always practice by ourselves. And, we might go out and get behind some other cars depending on how we get our car driving. We'll decide whether we want to do that or not before the end of the test. But, mainly just, trying a lot of test items that you really can't try during the weekends. That's really always our plan when we come here.
Is there something that you feel that you learned so far? You have, a bunch to go before this test is over, but what stands out in your mind observation-wise then just in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've looked at a few things that gotten us over the bumps worse, and we'll try to figure out how to make that better. I think we got a direction on what actually makes it worse, and I think that's always good. At least you find a direction. We're working on some other things as well that should help us. But overall, I think we still got a lot to learn.
Safe to say that this is a time to tell if the team is bonding or you're already bonded, or a chance to feel like how everybody is working together this year, or that you can tell other things from your team, or you're already there and this is, let's just get on the track.
It's more about getting on the track. We got two new guys on our road crew that are, working around with the guys that, haven't really done any work at racetrack, with them. So it's nice to get this test in, see how everybody flows together. But so far so good, for sure. Just really looking forward to continuing to get out on track and make the car faster as we go.
I want to ask you too, you like Vegas. When you think ahead to Vegas, what do you think of? And you think of being prepared for that, but just getting there and getting in the car, getting on the racetrack, Vegas, I mean, it's going to be a flick of the eye. It's going to be a turn of the head and we'll be at Vegas. Got to get going, right?
We will be here quick, that's for sure. We got one more off weekend, and then our season starts, and we'll hit the ground running. And I think that's what we're trying to do, is just, be best prepared as what we can. Coming back to Las Vegas, this doesn't really help us a whole lot for Atlanta, but, we might be able to learn a few things for Atlanta, but really just getting here after Atlanta and trying to get our season kicked off. I feel like Vegas is similar, smoothness track surface wise compared to like Kansas and Michigan and things like that. So in Texas, just trying to get the smoother, faster mile and a half down. That's where we struggled last year, and so it's nice being able to get on the track before the season starts and get back in the groove a little bit.
You know, I wanted to ask you too before I let you go on the Vegas side of things. Did you notice anything from anyone else, like who looks really, really fast at Vegas in the initial part of the test?
No, I mean, I think all the cars that are generally fast are still fast, and we're still trying to catch them. So, no, I wouldn't say no surprising news on who's fast and you know, who we're chasing. So I'd say that's all fairly the same as what it was last year.
I also want to ask you about doing Supercross last week. I saw your social media on it. What a gas. How much fun was it?
Yeah, it's always good going out to Supercross. I got buddies that work on teams, that ride bikes and race. So it's always good to go out and hang out and kind of see them in their element. You know, it's an event where I get to just kind of hang out and, you know, enjoy the racing and practices and qualifying and stuff like that. You know, that's one event that I always like to get to at least one a year. And that's looking at the schedule, that's the only one I got to, I was able to get to. And, you know, just glad that I was able to kind of make that happen, you know, while we're out here on the West Coast coming to the Vegas test.
Would you like to do more TV? Do you like doing the television side of things?
It's fun. I think, you know, it's always cool to get on there and, you know, do interviews and things like that. It's fun talking about a sport that you enjoy. And you know, I definitely had fun doing it last year during the Xfinity race. And that's something that, you know, you got to get better at as you go. But, you know, it was cool.
Also, Jack Roush was honored last night by the North Carolina Motorsports Group for a huge tribute and award. And I'd like you to talk about Jack, because I know you're close to him. And there were a lot of accolades, you know, from a number of people, from the folks who have worked with him to, you know, engine providers. Just over the years, so many people that have dealt with Jack. You race for him. I'm sure you would like to have been there, but how do you feel about Jack getting this award?
I was really bummed that I was not there. I think, you know, that was one thing that I was really kind of looking forward to, is going there and supporting Jack in that. And, you know, I think he's done so much for so many people. And, you know, I've been working for Jack now, I think that's going on my 11th year. And, you know, he brought me in and, you know, let me learn and, you know, kind of figure out the stock cars coming over from sprint car racing. And it's been really neat to kind of see how much he's been able to accomplish and, you know, how he got to where he is in racing and, you know, with Ford Motor Company and, you know, working with the Yates family on the engine shop and all the employees that he's had work for him and, you know, were able to learn from him and all the drivers and wins that he's had, you know, come through his program. It's really cool to see that honored. And it was definitely a special night for him, seeing everything. It looked like he was really enjoying himself and having a good time.
And I know how busy you are because time is precious at a test, but you have another day and a half or so. You have a full day tomorrow. Let me ask you how you feel about what you want to accomplish yet in the test at Vegas.
We just want to get our car turning a little bit better, driving better. And I think when we do that, we'll get a little bit more speed out of it. And that's really what we, you know, look at doing every weekend. But, you know, generally, you know, it doesn't always have to drive good as long as it's fast, but you know, if it's not fast, you at least want it driving good. So it's a balancing act.
And what do you plan for tonight? After the test is over, you're going to go do something. What will you do?
Go eat with the guys and go to the hotel and go to sleep.
That's spoken like a true racer who's testing and putting his all into it. Thank you for grabbing a wrench tonight on Jack's Garage, Ricky. I know doing it when you're in Vegas at the test is a lot. Really appreciate that and you being on Jack's Garage tonight. Have a good test. We'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricky. Awesome job. Appreciate it, okay?